No more, no less. It was this matchmaking strategy that made Bonnie and Clyde the 20th century's top super couple. I'm minorly crazy myself. For instance, I've often considered trying to get a measure on the California ballot that would prohibit the distribution and sale of ugly shoes, no matter how comfortable they may be. God created foot surgery for a reason. So I should have gone out and found myself a man with a swollen foot fetish. Did I do that? Oh, no. I had to hook up with Mr. Hyde. Except that instead of tearing people apart with his bare hands, my husband's weapons of choice are ill-begotten MasterCards and manic spending sprees. That wasn't supposed to happen. Now, Winona Ryder? She'd make a good match for my husband. They could be the all-American couple on weekdays and do their grand theft thing on weekends. She could make it work. I can't. The worst part about this whole mess is that it blew up right when I was on the verge of my very own identity crisis, and now I've had to put that off. The really ironic part of all this is that I married Tad because I thought he would bring stability into my life. He was the ingredient I needed to be part of a normal family. Now I'm the one who has to offer that stability for him, because he has gone so far off the deep end that my staying grounded is the only way I can keep our world from spinning out of control. I can no longer afford to spend the day window shopping and uncomfortable.